on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN paramedics and other emergency responders are mourning the passing of one of their own. The news of Derek Banks' death emerged last night. He was the operations manager for First Responder KZN. The group's KZN director Jody Jones says Banks dedicated over 20 years to the emergency services sector, starting his career at the Red Cross.
He saved countless lives in his career as a paramedic. He's well known to the emergency service and he's a well known name in the emergency service, both in KZN and in Durban and nationally as well. He had such a big heart and he was really the most gentlest, kindest person to all his patients, to everyone that he worked with. He's been a mentor to many people in the emergency service, and I think there are a lot of paramedics today that owe their careers to Derek Banks.
Close friend Andreas Matthias shared a heartbreaking tribute on Facebook. He says Banks' death is a tremendous loss to the industry.
Derek was one of those paramedics who was selfless in his task in helping the community. He would go the extra mile, and it doesn't matter whether it was a good sunshine day or a bad storm. If Derek was available, he would make a plan, make an effort to get you, and he was never shy of assisting wherever he was needed.
Banks is survived by his wife and three children. Police in Verulam are investigating the attempted carjacking of a man while he was apparently collecting water from a borehole. The 24-year-old was allegedly attacked by a group of assailants at Trenants Park in the North Durban area. It's alleged they demanded his car keys, but the quick-thinking driver tossed them into a bush nearby. When the suspects couldn't find the keys, they apparently assaulted him, broke into his car and took his phone before fleeing. Verulam Water Crisis Committee member Roshan Lilbruthan says they have been without water for 8 days, which has affected the victim as well, who was fetching water for his family. Earlier this month, a 52-year-old man, also from Trenants Park, died from a heart attack at the same borehole.
I have been liaising through family members, and he's having a tough time going through what he's just survived. And, you know, it just angered the community and the family again that a loved one would have been killed now over water. This is one of many incidences. There are elderly people, 92 years old, 76 years old, that have fallen down stairs carrying water to their homes or carrying water up to their flats. The incidents are just too numerous.
And further afield, 63 people have been arrested in Spain on suspicion of drug trafficking activities. Spanish authorities seized around 13,000 kilos of cannabis and cocaine. 13 boats were confiscated as part of the operation along the Andalusian coast. The top story this hour, KZN paramedics and other emergency responders are mourning the passing of one of their own. The news of Derek Banks' death emerged last night. You can find more on these and other stories at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.